Is Dr. Schumacher dictating a progress note on Louise Powell? P-O-W-E-L-L is the last name. L-O-U-I-S-E. Place of scene at Bentley AST. Date was July 18, 2022. Recurring chief complaint, swelling of the legs. Here she's also seen rare in hypertension. The chronic diastolic heart failure and coronary disease and diabetes. Comparative history. Mrs. Powell complains of swollen legs for about 2 weeks, period. It's the entire leg, and she actually has it to some extent chronically, period. She states they hinder ambulation and hinder her from getting her shoes on at times, period. No clear aggravating factors, but she does have some degree of renal insufficiency and a history of diastolic heart failure, period. She already is on Lasix, 40 milligrams twice a day, plus Losartan with hydrochlorothiazide, period. She gets dyspnea intermittently, period. She walks with a walker and sometimes struggles, but she was doing fairly well today with the walker, period. In paragraph, she has diabetes mellitus, which is diet control, and she's not on any medications for that. And all the sugars have been in the low 100s, period. However, all that I saw was morning blood sugars, period. New paragraph, she has coronary artery disease, but there's no recent chest pain, period. She has hypertension, and today's reading is good, but there's been other readings at the home that have been elevated, period. Paragraph, review of systems, constitutional, no fever or chills, eye, no visual complaint, ENT, no earache, sore throat or hoarseness, respiratory, no dyspnea or cough, cardiovascular, no chest pain or other symptoms, GI, no complaints, GU, no complaints, musculoskeletal, slight weakness in general, slight shoulder pain. Paragraph, past history, hypertension, peripheral neuropathy, seizure disorder, chronic kidney disease, stage 3, asthma, osteoarthritis, and MS of heart failure, believed to be chronic diastolic heart failure, diabetes mellitus type 2, coronary artery disease, osteoarthritis of both knees, asthma. Family history, father died at 22 of a motor vehicle accident, mother died at 60 of heart problems and cancer, she has siblings with hypertension, diabetes, and mental illness. Paragraph, examination, she's not acutely distressed early appearing, blood pressure 30 over 70, temperature 97.7, pulse 74, respiratory rate 18. O2 saturation 91%. Head and neck. Eyelids and conjunctiva of normal. I saw that organ goes normal. Use normal inspection. Hearing was good. Neck had no notes. Lungs. Clear to percussion and auscultation without wheezes, period. No accessory muscle use for breathing. Cardiovascular, normal as one is two. No gout, no murmur, no significant change. She does have edema. It's between 2 and 3 plus, period. It's bilateral, period. No calf tenderness. Fetal pulses were palpated, period. Abdomen soft, not tender, no organomegaly. CNS cranial is normal. Patient intact. Musculoskeletal, still range of motion is slightly diminished. New paragraph, a foot exam was done, period. Sensation was intact, period. Fetal pulses were 2 plus, period. Edema was between 2 and 3 plus, period. It was more, though, in the ankles and above rather than the feet themselves, period. Motor strength in the feet was normal, period. No lesions were seen. New paragraph assessment and plan. 1, Mrs. Powell has edema, period. She has a history of chronic diastolic heart failure, but likely also has dependent edema due to venous insufficiency. And she also has chronic kidney disease, so it's a multifactorial cause, period. She drinks a lot of water due to thirst, and I've asked her only eight ounces glasses a day, period. Amlodipine can cause edema, so I'm stopping that. And as many readings are up for her blood pressure, I will start hydralazine 25 milligrams 3 times a day and observe, period. 2, she has coronary artery disease, which is currently stable. And she's on systolic 40 milligrams nightly. Plus aspirin 81 milligrams daily, period. 3, for hypertension, I note the above changes and I will continue the, I will add the hydralazine 25 milligrams TAD, stop the amlodipine, and continue losartan with hydrochlorothiazide. And she takes 50-12.5 2 tablets daily, period. I'll continue by systolic 40 milligrams daily at bedtime, period. 4, she has asthma, and I'll continue Symbicort 80-4.5, 2 puffs twice a day, plus albuterol by nebulizer, every 4 to 6 hours if needed. Plus ipratropium by nebulizer every 8 hours, scheduled, period. She has neuropathy, and I'll continue Neurontin 300 milligrams daily, period. She has a history of atrial fibrillation, and in addition to the systolic, I will continue Eliquis 2.5 milligrams BID, period. Her heart rate is controlled, period. This is Dr. Schumacher dictating, end of dictation.